AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden was asked, up or down, what is the risk of a Russian invasion of Ukraine?
I'll be completely honest with you. It's a little bit like reading tea leaves.
The president says the movement of U.S. troops depends on what Russian President Vladimir Putin does.
This would be the largest, if he were to move in with all those forces, would be the largest invasion since World War II. It would change the world.
Russia says it has no intention of invading Ukraine. A shipment of U.S. military equipment has arrived in Ukraine to shore up their defenses. Police in New York say an officer wounded last week in a Harlem shooting that killed his partner has also died of his injuries. The gunman died yesterday. Police in London are investigating parties during a coronavirus lockdown at British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's office.
So I welcome the Met's decision to conduct its own investigation because I believe this will help to give the public the clarity it needs and help to draw a line under matters.
Johnson is facing calls to resign amid revelations he or his staff attended a series of social events during periods of lockdown when most social gatherings were banned in England, forcing average citizens to miss weddings. Funerals, and birthdays as friends and relatives died alone in hospitals. The Commerce Department says the supply of computer chips has fallen to alarmingly low levels, raising the prospect of factory shutdowns. Prosecutors played videos from the scene of George Floyd's arrest at the federal trial of three former Minneapolis police officers accused of violating Floyd's civil rights as fellow officer Derek Chauvin killed him. Chauvin pinned Floyd's neck to the ground with his knee for 9.5 minutes. He was convicted last year of murder and pleaded guilty to a federal count of violating Floyd's civil rights. A source tells the AP coach Sean Payton is telling the New Orleans Saints he won't be back next season. The Dow has moved higher after big losses early. Overall, stocks are mixed. This is AP News. New York schools are being told to stay masked. A judge overturned a mask mandate.
The state education department says New York is appealing the ruling, which could keep the mask mandate, which is set to expire February 1st, in place. But some school districts made masks optional. Republican Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman says it needs to be left up to parents and schools.
It's the citizens that are the boss, not us. So I just don't understand this game that we're playing right now. When there's no crisis, there's no emergency.
Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul says her responsibility is to protect New Yorkers through this public health crisis. These measures help prevent the spread of COVID and save lives. Julie Walker, New York.
Despite being vaccinated and boosted, Elton John has contracted the coronavirus and is postponing two farewell concert dates in Dallas tonight and tomorrow night. The tour kicked off last week in New Orleans. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.